Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, film enthusiasts and newcomers alike, prepare for a cinematic journey like no other. Grab some popcorn, dim the lights, because it's about time you watch this.
Hello and welcome to another episode of It's About Time You Watch This. It's Chris.
Josh.
And Jody.
And today we are tackling a parody film, and famously that's not Geordie's strong suit on this podcast.
No.
Interested to see if this episode changes anything.
It might.
Today we are looking at the comedy film Not Another Teen Movie.
Up with them in the 80s.
I got all three of you guys for the rest of your natural born lives. You're mine.
I'm confused.
Shut your hole, Wang Chung.
You couldn't escape them in the 90s.
You better bring it.
It's already been brought.
On December 14th, be there for their final act.
I'm okay.
Not another teen movie. Rated R.
Okay, so this one.
Stop. Can we just go back to your.
Wow.
Can we go back to your. That you made before we listened to the trailer. What is wrong with you? Did you think I was going to go somewhere else?
I'm just laughing at the comedy timing of you just. That was great.
Sorry.
Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, you caught me off guard with you maybe liking this show, this movie. Like, it sort of caught me off guard. I apologize. But this one. Great way to start the episode.
Sorry, guys.
This was released in the early 2000s, right around the time we got that slew in the 90s of these teen comedies. So you had American Pie, Can't Hardly Wait, which is an underrated gem, if you ask me. She's All That, those real rom-com teen comedies.
Yeah.
And this was just laying the boot into them. So the synopsis for this movie, Not Another Teen Movie, shows no mercy as it skewers the conventions and cliches of the genre you hate to love. Join Janie Briggs. And an aspiring artist who's outcast by her classmates for wearing glasses, a ponytail, and paint-covered overalls, as Jake Weiler, the all-American football star who makes a foolish bet to turn Janie into a prom queen in a risky romp with an assortment of twisted takes on classic teen characters and teen movies. Opening thoughts, Geordie.
I'm probably gonna like it, just because it's kind of like in that 90s rom-coms like American Pie, and I really enjoyed those. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. So you didn't realize at that point that it was a parody movie?
No.
Okay. Josh, opening thought?
It's going to be a spoof, so I'm sure there, and I'm hoping to see nods to The Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 16 Candles, St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink, and Risky Business. Those were the top ones that I wanted to
which
see.
Which I was going
to
say,
parody.
I'm pretty sure tick, 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 tick.
And I'm pretty sure majority of them got a massive tick.
I was going to say, I don't think you would have been disappointed at all if that was the case, because this movie does go after all of them. So you do get stuff like American Pie with the character of Ariola, who is the foreign exchange student who is always naked.
Yep. Oh.
She
was a vibe.
Which I'd forgotten about. I'd forgotten about that too. I was like, oh, that's right. Yeah, the main character is obviously trying to, you know, basically lampooning every three young male characters in a movie. Three young boys.
He's the best part. I'm skipping to best actor, but Chris Evans in this.
And Chris Evans.
Best part of the whole movie.
Yes.
This movie, and we'll get to this, God. Chris Evans' first film. Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. This is what started his career.
There's no way.
Movie.
I thought there would have been one before.
So good in this movie.
He is.
And look,
perfect.
The cast in this are all very, very good. They're all having a shit ton of fun.
Yep.
There's a lot to discuss. There's a lot to talk about. Best scene.
Fair few.
Josh.
So the first one I had was the school sign at the start of the movie. It reads as follows: Monday, orientation. Thursday, Preston's party. Friday, football game. Saturday, prom. And that's just the every teen movie ever.
Like, you sort of know when you say that, you know what you're about to get. Like,
It's just so funny. All right. This blew my mind when it happened. They are in pretty much the exact same library as The Breakfast Club yes. takes place.
The detention center.
And yes. they're in the same clothes. And they even got the principal yes. to come
and
in.
The door.
The same guy. Vernon's in it. And I just said, The Breakfast Club, let's go. Holy shit, it's Vernon. And he has the same, oh, you mess with the bull, you get the horns and everything.
Eeny, meeny, yes. miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe.
I couldn't contain myself. It was great to see. Ferris Bueller's dad, the actor who plays him, is in this movie. Yep. They rip off the 10 Things I Hate About You speech, yes. which I also found funny. Ferris Bueller's house is, I think, there is a house, an establishing shot of a house. I think that's actually the house from Ferris Bueller. Yeah. Mr. T is in this movie. Mr.
that.
T is in this movie. He just comes out of nowhere. I wasn't paying attention to the janitor throughout the movie at all, but apparently he's like slotted in here, there, and everywhere. And yeah, all of his scenes were just great to see him.
Leaving the ball and throw yourself. I love that so much.
I can't remember this part, but they're all singing. And then they all stop and wait after the song or something
yeah,
like that.
There's like yeah, a song. And then like, they're just like.
Yeah. And realistically, like in High School Musical or something, that's
how they just
how
go
it
back
would,
into normal life. Like, whereas this is sort of showing the reality of them like posing and like looking at each other.
Yeah. what do we do now? Like, that was funny. There's a song in this called Somebody's Baby. Mm. Which is a song that is famous from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yep. And Fast Times at Ridgemont High is one of my favorites. Okay. And I would listen to that song. After I first saw the movie, I listened to that song for like a year straight. It was like in my Spotify Wrapped and everything. Yep. And so to hear that, I was just like, oh, I love this song so much. And then this goes right alongside with The Breakfast Club, but was when Molly Ringwald showed up, at the end and is just there for the end of the movie.
Yep.
All of that was perfect. And I was just like, oh. She's also skipping ahead to my best actor. It was her and her and Chris Evans. I was just like, yes, Molly's in this movie.
Geordie?
I had two that I wrote down.
Oh, yeah.
The scene with the vibrator and everyone walked in, including the Reverend.
The priest walks in. Everything. Yeah.
That was great. And the slow motion entrance for Janie once she has her Cinderella moment and then she gets stuck in the stairs and literally falls through the stairs.
That's a 10 things.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have so many scenes that I like. Like, there's one that gets quoted all the time, the jeeky jeeky about to make a big mistakey. Here's the wager. Like, that fake laugh. My best mate Farley and I do that all the time because we were like 13 when this came out. Like, we saw this in the cinemas. Like, that's been a running joke for us for 20 years.
Yeah.
Right.
25 years nearly. Like,
nerds. It's
just like randomly just like, about to make a big mistakey. Like, it's, yeah. And the other one I love, and I lose it every time, is where she's in the basement painting and Chris Evans walks in.
Mm.
And he's like, is that your mom? And he's like, she's like, yeah. And it flips around to the painting stick and it's figures. A stick figure. And he's like, she has your eyes. And it just, his delivery of that line and just the whole series, like, it just makes me laugh so hard. But there's so much in this movie that still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
This was the one that sort of tipped it over the edge. After this, we started getting epic movie and date movie and disaster. All those, like, you had Scary Movie in this.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, Scary Movie 3 and this sort of were about the same time from memory. And then they started getting really cheap because film company was like, oh, we can make these movies really cheap.
Really
like,
easy.
Really, really cheaply with no name casts and make some money out of it. So you started getting really shitty ones. This was the last sort of quality one of these sort of real parody movies.
Yeah.
It went out on a high.
I had two more that I forgot about was when Jake walks into school and he looks at the photo and it's of him and then he walks to the other one and it's a photo of him looking at the photo.
Yes, of him.
Which I love has been turned into a meme recently where it's like me looking at 20-year-old me looking at 15-year-old me looking at all the dumbest inches I've made and then it's like 30-year-old me looking at 20-year-old me.
Yeah, and then Janie's got a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then everyone's like, she's got a gun.
One that's got with her name in it. They're like tasing her and he's like, throws the mic and runs off. Like, so good. What the fuck moment. Mm. The one I had and I'm assuming you two have got this as well, surely, is the toilet scene.
Yes. 100%. First one.
Where the girl is on the toilet and has diarrhea.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And then the cinema fall, and they're in the air vents, and they're like, blah, blah, and then falls through the roof, and she's like, excuse me, and like gets up and walks away. And like, just the whole classroom
was
just covered in.
Not like, my thing.
Yep.
Which, gross out humor, like in a lot of those 90s movies, like the late 90s movies started bringing the gross out humor, American Pie, that sort of stuff. I think that's where it was sort
that's
of.
That's where it was, yeah.
But yeah, yeah, that was probably
why
the one I had.
Why do they need toilet humor? Why?
Toilet humor's funny. That was a little bit far, but toilet humor's fun. Geordie, do you have any other ones?
Cat teaching the old lady how to kiss.
Oh. So that's parodying Cruel Intentions. Have you haven't seen it's
haven't
on our
seen
list.
That.
Have you seen you no, haven't seen it either.
What's that one?
So it's Ryan Phillippe and Reese Witherspoon and Sarah Michelle Gellar. It is a quintessential 90s movie. I can't believe you've not seen that, Josh. We'll have to watch that.
Okay.
That will have to come up because it's a brilliant film.
That was also 1999. What is with 1999 in these past couple of
1999 was a sensational year for movies. But that Cruel Intentions is a movie that you will love, Geordie.
Oh, that's a big call.
I would put money on the fact that you will love that film.
So do you think I would love or hate this one that we're currently talking about?
Bit of both. I think that before we get to what you think of it at the end, I would say that there's parts of this movie that you thought were hilarious.
Mm.
But as a movie as a whole, you probably didn't enjoy it because it's a parody movie and I know what you think of parody movies.
Did you have any other ones?
No, I didn't. Did you have another one?
Yeah. The football kid being ripped in half. I was like, damn.
I forgot about that.
Oh my God. That kid is dead. Bye bye.
He's just on the ground just like.
Yep. Still going.
I'm okay.
And then the whole sister thing. Jake's sister being in love with him?
That was weird.
Which is Cruel Intentions. So the plot of Cruel Intentions is... No, this isn't spoilers. This is the plot. The plot of Cruel Intentions is a rich stepbrother and stepsister make a bet that he can seduce the new school principal's chaste daughter.
Yep.
Played by Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
But the stepsister is in love with him. If he can do it, he gets her car, I think. But if... Oh, no, he's in love with her. If he can seduce the chaste virgin, he gets to sleep with his stepsister. If he can't, she gets his car.
Oh.
It's a really bizarre thing. It's actually based on like an old 80s movie, which is based on an old French play from like the 1800s.
What's the 80s movie?
Dangerous Liaisons, which had Michelle Pfeiffer, John Malkovich, and a few others in it. The whole story is actually based on like an 1800s play. It's almost like a Shakespeare type thing.
Yeah.
But that's where that plot point comes from in this, is the,
still
the evil,
just like,
bitchy stepsister that wants...
Yeah. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Jake's banana split. Ill.
Which is, again, that's a reference to Varsity Blues.
I've heard of that. I haven't seen it, though.
So there's a scene where Ali Larder comes out and she's in a whipped cream bikini, basically, she's seducing the football player and she's, and that's a play on this where Chris Evans comes out in the whipped cream bikini.
Yep.
I was like, nah.
No thanks. No bingo.
And then my last one was, I think it was what you were talking about with the two girls
kissing
or something. It was just a bit.
And again, Cruel Intentions.
I was just like, oh, I don't know.
No bingo.
No bingo.
Standout actor. Geordie?
The fat bloke that gets concussions and the slow clap guy and the one that slow claps.
Oh, yeah. And then he never gets it.
Yes.
You got to wait for your moment. I had Chris Evans, obviously, because he's just...
Look,
he's,
him too,
but
I didn't want to be
I think
obvious.
Most of the cast in this, as I said, like, they're all shooting for tens here, and they're just having fun.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one in this cast I'm like, oh, they were terrible.
Yeah, they're all enjoying it.
The pilot guy from Independence Day is in this as well. The dad. What's the main character of this movie's name?
Oh, yes! Yeah. He's Janie's dad.
Yeah.
Janie's dad. I did actually have that for what the fuck moment. Sorry, it was the way he interacts with her.
Oh, yeah. It's
is
a
real
bit.
Creepy.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
weird,
it's weird.
Creepy.
It's weird.
But yeah,
no problems, pumpkin tits. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Good throwback.
He's in this. But I didn't have him on the list. I just had Chris Evans and Molly Ringwald. Because, yeah, Molly is just hamming it up as well. She's just so sick of it.
So this movie cost $15 million to make, only made $13 million at the box office, but became a bit of a cult classic once it hit DVD because it was one of those first movies to come out on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So it became one of those real cult classic-y, almost like the first Austin Powers did. Like, it didn't get huge money at the cinemas, but became a cult classic once it was released on home video. So some interesting facts. As I said, this was the feature film debut of Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Who's obviously gone on to play
many things.
The Human Torch,
yep.
Captain America.
Mm-hmm. What is it? America's Ass or whatever they call it?
Yeah, he's got America's
Ass. America's Ass.
Yeah.
In Spain and Greece, this movie was released under the title of This Is Not Another Dumb American Movie, which I think is very clever. Obviously, you see a lot of funny translations for film titles, but I think that's very clever because all those teen comedies, you never really got any British. Apart from The Inbetweeners, which was a lot later than these movies. But in the 90s, there was not really any teen comedies coming out of any other country apart from the States.
Mm. Yeah,
so that's a fairly fitting title, I reckon, if you ask me. So Searing Vincent, who played Areola, the foreign exchange student,
mm-hmm.
apparently shot even more nude scenes, but they ended up on the editing room floor. She said in an interview that one of the kids in the movie was underage, and you can't have a nude actress on the same set as a minor in American films.
Mm.
So there was more scenes and stuff, but obviously they couldn't
use them
together. There was two cameos in this movie from teen stars.
Who was the other one?
The other one. So you had Molly Ringwald, which
you got. Remember.
The other one was Melissa Joan Hart, who obviously played Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh.
Before
your time.
So she was in Can't Hardly Wait. She's been in a few of these teen movies as well. She was the girl that comes up to Slow Clapper. And was like, you have to wait for your moment. That was her. So
yeah, I didn't know her.
That was one of the other cameos. I didn't have a lot of facts for this movie because there wasn't a hell of a lot of sort of behind-the-scenes stuff from it. So, which is a little bit disappointing because I'll be honest, I have a real soft spot for this movie. I know it's got weaknesses. I know it's not the strongest movie, but I do have a real soft spot for it because I find some of the jokes just a really, really strong and that really subtle hit. Like I said, that She Has Your Eyes joke, where they're talking about the stick figure painting, just makes me lose it every single time. Not just because of the joke itself, but the way that the two actors play it off.
Yeah.
They play it so serious and so straight.
Mm.
I just find it so fun. And that's, again, one of the reasons I love things like The Naked Gun and Flying High, because of those sort of deliveries.
Yeah.
I mean, this one for me, I talk about the vibe.
Yes.
I've kind of been missing it. Over the past couple of episodes, I haven't brought it up. But for this one, it's kind of there. But
it's trying to capture that vibe.
Yeah,
but
it's just not there. And for anyone who is keeping track, even if you are, I'll quickly say Galaxy Quest had the vibe. Lake Placid did not have the vibe. 2012 is the same as this. It's kind of there.
Sort of there.
And then what else did we do?
Jurassic Park,
definitely the vibe.
Yeah.
100%.
Sorry, to catch up on those.
That's good to know.
What is one thing that could have made this movie better, Josh?
Ooh, let me go back to my notes. I know that there's something, but I just don't know exactly what it is. I think I would, half of the jokes landed. Half of them didn't. Whereas, like, so with flying airplane. With airplane, I laugh at every single joke in that. But whereas with this one, there were some that I'm like, and there were moments where I'm like, no, I want this to be funny the whole way through. But for like 15 minutes, nothing was happening.
Is it the jokes that weren't landing reference stuff you haven't seen?
That could potentially be why.
Is that potentially?
I'm the opposite. This was better for me than Aeroplane. Like, Aeroplane, I hated, but this, I knew the jokes.
You knew
the
references.
Where they were coming from. And I was like, I get things. Look at me go.
Which, as I said the whole time when we were talking about Naked Gun and Aeroplane, I felt like that was the reason Geordie didn't enjoy it, because she didn't get the references.
Yeah.
So that could have been the opposite.
That's what it is. It's not that these movies that we've discussed in the past aren't funny.
I mean, they're still...
No.
Look.
It's the fact that Geordie isn't cultured enough to understand the jokes.
Yep. Okay. That's interesting.
So maybe that's yours because
maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's why.
Like
even
you're younger than us. Like you're not in that era. You don't know.
Like
those
you get
movies.
The classic movies because you've seen those ones. But those like the American Pop, like that.
Yeah.
The new exchange student. You would have been like, the fuck is this about?
I was just like, okay.
Whereas that's a massive trope. That's a
100% American Pie.
Yeah, okay. Got
with
you.
Nadia, the foreign exchange student, in American Pie, and she ends up topless, and it's a whole thing. It was a very famous scene. Creepy Johnny's back. But yeah, I feel like maybe that's why it's missing. I reckon if you went back, if we got a list of all the movies this references.
Yes, please. That would actually be great.
That you can then sit down and watch those movies and then rewatch these. Mm-hmm. I reckon you'd probably find it 10 times funnier. Yeah.
At the moment, I'd say it's 70% funny. There's 30 that's missing.
Okay, yeah. We're just missing
those bits.
Geordie? I really didn't know what would make it better.
In a good way or a bad way? Like, it was so bad you couldn't have made it better, or you enjoyed it enough that there was probably nothing.
I enjoyed it enough that there was probably nothing that needed to be added.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. High praise.
That's very high praise.
Hold on. Let's go back to all the other spoof movies that we've done and see if this one is the best one.
Well, I was going to say that there's not.
Probably because they were all crap, the other ones.
Ooh.
Naked Gun, Aeroplane.
Naked Gun, Aeroplane.
I don't know what
Team America?
Is.
Team America.
Oh, you've got it. Yeah, no.
Didn't like that one. I haven't. That's the one episode I haven't listened to of the podcast because I only just recently picked up the movie itself.
I would not bother.
So, Robin Hood, Men in Tights?
It was okay.
It was okay.
Aeroplane, we know you didn't like.
But this would probably, yeah. I reckon this one's the closest to me enjoying a parody movie.
That's probably all of the ones done.
Yeah, I think that's all of them.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think that's what it is. I think it's because you understood the references.
Yeah. Yeah. And it helps that it was in the era of the movies that I enjoyed.
That's a big,
like we said.
That's a big issue with you in general with liking stuff, I think, is like I remember when we first started watching the Buffy TV series and you wouldn't watch season one because you're like, oh, it just looks old.
Yeah.
Like when we went to the other seasons further along, you sort of got into it. But the first season, because it looks dated because it was mid-90s.
But then if I watched it when I was in the 90s, like if I watched it when I was younger, I would have loved it.
Yeah,
whereas because I'm watching it now, I'm like,
feels dated. It doesn't feel.
And I don't get the vibe because I didn't watch it when I was younger or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, whereas this,
the vibe was there for me.
The vibe was there for you.
Ah, there we go.
It's interesting.
Very interesting.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to do that. I mean, we need to find a list of all the movies that are referenced because I feel like that's probably what's missing for you here is missing those references.
Yeah.
See.
Because it's a very fast-paced joke movie.
Yeah.
Like it's just one after the other, bang, bang, bang. And I love that.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I love the TV series Dirty Rock because the jokes just come thick and fast. Even some really subtle jokes, but they're just constantly bang, bang, bang. And this movie is like that too.
Yeah.
It is very well written from a comedic aspect, I think.
Yeah. If you were to make a spoof movie,
what would
you go off of? To like where you'd watch it and be like every single joke would just be a ha, I get that, that's so funny. Every single one. What would you make?
Yeah, that's a good question. It'd have to be these kind of movies, I reckon. Like similar to this. But maybe
so the teen.
Yeah,
so,
teen ones, but now. See, now this is a thing. And this is another thing we haven't really discussed. The fact that I said this was almost the death of these parody movies for a while. There you got the shitty ones, but that was sort of it. Is it time for them to maybe start making a resurgence? Could you get a good parody movie now where you're parodying stuff like The Summer I Turned Pretty and 50
to
Shades
all the boys
of Grey?
I loved before.
To all the,
possibly.
Is that a genre
Kissing
now?
Booth. And
Kissing Booth. Those teen dramas rather than teen comedies like we had growing up, the teen dramas that you get now.
Yeah.
Are they ripe they now need? For a spoof?
Yeah. Because I'd love to see like Bring It On or something in a parody, like those kind of.
Bring It On almost was a bit of a parody.
They did Bring It On scene in this. They did the cheerleading.
Oh, they did too.
They did.
Oh,
they
that's
did.
True.
They did the cheerleading thing.
Because that's right. This was a year or two after Bring It On, so that was
a
very fresh reference.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, like the drama, the teen drama, even like Gossip Girl, that sort of stuff.
All
like,
those kind of
all
yeah,
those
yeah,
sorts
yeah.
of things are probably ripe for parody now. We don't see that. Like even the Marvel movies, all that sort of stuff. Like there's. Potential for these parody movies, if done right,
yes, Because superhero movie was a thing for I enjoyed.
That was around the same time as Scary Movie 3.
Was the last parody like Twilight? What did they do that was Twilight?
That was Epic Movie or Date Movie or one of those.
Yeah, something ones, like that.
Where they did the Hunger Games and Twilight and a few of those sort of.
And
but
X-Men
it was,
and
X-Men. Yeah. Like they were really, really bad though.
Yes.
Whereas, and I think that's an issue because when we were getting good parody movies like this, like The Naked Gun and those sorts of ones, you had those really great Harold Ramis and some of those, Ivan Reitman and those directors that were coming up with this really clever stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a comedy director or a comedy writer out there now that could.
And yeah, that's the thing. You've got to have the team to be able to make it.
You've got to have the team to make it. You've got to have the right cast.
And that's the thing. Like that stuff's, all of that kind of comedy and stuff is dying out with our Jim Carreys and Will Ferrells and all that. Like there's no one who's carrying that.
They're all doing TV now.
There's no one carrying those comedy movies.
Having said that, the rom-coms are making a comeback.
They are, slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. And we talked about this in a previous episode where we had that No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence that came out last year. Mm-hmm. What's the one that's out at the moment? It's got Sydney Sweeney in it.
Anyone But You.
No, yes. Anyone But You. That looks really great. We haven't seen that.
No,
but that
no
looks,
I haven't seen that either.
Looks fantastic. Yep. They're starting to make a bit of a resurgence, which is kind of cool. So that's why I'm like, do we start
maybe
get a full circle thing now where we are starting to slowly see the death of the superhero genre, I think, as much as I hate to say that. I think that's slowly starting
But you'll also notice, too, the 90s fashion is coming back. Like, bell-bottom jeans, all of that is coming back. It all does that big
nostalgia in general is a huge thing at the moment. That's what I'm saying. Like, do we start getting more...
Possibly.
Some good new parody films, some more standalone comedies and, you know, standalone action movies and...
One of the only things that I think has gotten a good, I guess, for lack of a better word, parody of something would be WandaVision with how they did each decade of TV.
But it's more clever and meta than it is a parody.
But yeah.
And that's I think we've leaned into doing more meta stuff. And even Deadpool 3, which we're going to get a trailer for. Actually, by the time this podcast drops, the trailer will be out and I'll have watched it 300 million times.
I just got excited because my brain forgot that this episode, as it's being recorded, will be announced in a couple of weeks. I thought I was going to finish recording today.
And life is going to be good.
No. But today, as in now, as you're listening to this, I will be a happy man.
Yes.
But as I'm recording, no.
But Deadpool 3 is going to be very meta, not very parody. And that's what I mean. Like, meta seems to have taken over that space. But more parody films.
Mm. Yeah.
Any directors out there? Come on, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's find something. Let's find a topic and let's just do it.
Let's just do it. Let's just lampoon it. Let's have some fun. All right. That wraps up another episode of It's About Time You Watch This. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time for a new episode. As we've always said, like, subscribe, share, all that sort of stuff on socials. And if you've got any recommendations, keep them coming through. The list keeps growing. This podcast is going to last forever the way Geordie and Josh have not seen movies, apparently.
Well, for next week's episode,
we're finally getting to it. Now, look.
Oh, my goodness.
A while back, we had issues trying to find a stream of The Goonies because I was adamant that it was streaming. Turns out it's not.
And it wasn't good enough to be in your movie folder.
Yes, it's true.
Still a touchy spot.
Josh has lent us the DVD.
Yes.
We're going old school.
Yep.
Yep.
So next week we will be discussing The Goonies.
Hooray!
Finally.
Woo!
So we will talk to you again then for another episode of It's About Time You Watch This.
You've been listening to It's About Time You Watch This, a creative podcast.